Thank you. Genesis and chapter 22. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is your church. We're your people. We're the sheep of your pasture. We enter your gates with thanksgiving into your courts. We come with praise by the blood of Jesus. Our hearts are sanctified. Our ears are open. Every gate into our hearts, every channel open. Pour out your spirit, Lord, upon me as I see, hear, I speak, and I do. And Father, thank you. Upon every heart, your spirit hovers and turns every heart into a good ground. And your word, like a seed, will be planted now to take root, take firm root, bring forth and germinate. And that which you are instructing afresh, we will hear. And we will receive double grace to do, double exploits, to the glory and praise of your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. How to receive fresh instructions from God. I told my wife this morning, thank my wife for bringing that fresh word to us last week. Please help me appreciate my gold, my roof. How to receive fresh instructions from God. So this will just be a part two. We are downloading from the same www.god.world, over the world. Amen. Genesis and chapter 22. I will read the story of a man called Abraham. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making this word simple. You know what happened to Abraham? God had appeared to him before now, some years before now. So he had had some encounters and experiences, and God revealing himself to him in different ways. He had a problem. And that problem, I think, from the time God made the promise to the time it was fulfilled, I think it took approximately, please don't quote me, but I think it took about 25 years when God gave him a promise and his wife, because they were childless and they were very old. So it was at the age of around 75 when God appeared to him and he became a father 25 years after, around when he was 100 years old. But like I said, please go and search the scriptures. I'm just giving us the context that at times when God promises, it may take time to fulfill. Like my wife was sharing last week about Noah. God tells a Noah, go and build an ark, it's going to rain. And God was giving him instructions on how to build the ark, the dimension and everything. And the instructions were coming like in piecemeal. And some of us will read that story and probably think that, you know, God told him to build an ark, and then he went, he got an architect to draw the plan, and then he began to build, and then after 3 months, that ark was completed. No. According to Bible's history, it took an average of between 40 to about 75, and some people even argue that it took him 100 years to build that ark. Imagine God gives you an instruction and you are carrying out instruction and it takes you 100 years for that instruction to be fulfilled, and then what God promised, that it was going to rain happened several years after. Think about how ridiculous it was going to be for him if you are in time with Noah and you are seeing him building an ark and you are asking, what's this? Because it's nothing that has never been done before. And he says he's building an ark. Why are you building it? Because God says it's going to rain. What is rain? There was nothing like rain. Ridiculous instruction, but he kept at it. And here was Abraham. He had walked with God. You know, God had promised him. And now, several years after, the promise is fulfilled. He has a son. He actually had two at this time. He had one by crook and hook. And then he had one by promise. At times, God gives us instruction and we take a shortcut. And when you take a shortcut, what you will end up is an Ishmael. An Ishmael, wild, hairy, fighting against everybody. And even till today, we are still seeing the effects of Ishmael in the world we live in. Listen, don't compromise when God gives you an instruction. It may take time, it may make you look foolish, but stay at it. Stay at it. Now, because I want to give us the context, Genesis 22 came to pass, verse 1, God now tempted Abraham. He had given him that son of promise. Now the son had been born, and this was years after the son was born. At this time, the son was a teenager, according to Bible history. His son Isaac. And God says in verse 2, take that your son. And God was now very specific. Okay? Very, very specific. Please, the teenagers, some of them are arriving late, so that they don't go to the wrong place. Tell them to come upstairs. We're having fun together here today. And God was now specific. Take now your son. There was Ishmael. Okay? Your only son, Isaac. And God clearly, specifically details whom you love. Because if God had said, take your son, excuse me, that guy will just go and grab Ishmael. All the problems that you've created for me. You know, I know what I've suffered because of you, because of my disobedience. Finally, God wants to help me get rid of the past by killing this Ishmael. But God said, no, that one, the one you love, the one that brings you laughter, because Isaac means laughter. And now go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will show you. God didn't even tell him which mountain. God just tells him, grab him. A burnt offering, please don't mince words, is something you offer completely, totally, 100% to God, which means you put it there on his altar, set it on fire, and it must burn. You mustn't take anything out. Everything must burn to ashes. That's what a burnt offering is. There are different kinds of offerings. Some of us are boasting that we give God 10%. 10% is nonsense as far as God is concerned. 100% is what God wants. 100%. If God can own your heart, then God owns everything your hands is laid upon. But let's keep on looking at this. So, in other words, give him completely to me. 100%. Okay? Very gruesome. And then I'm surprised in verse 3 that Abraham rose up early in the morning. He didn't even wait and pray. Maybe God will change his mind, or maybe he can intercede that, God, maybe you made a mistake. There's Ishmael. You meant Ishmael? Early in the morning. I'm wondering what made Abraham rise up early in the morning to go and offer the son he loves totally. And the Bible said he saddled a donkey. He took two of his young men. Please note that. He took some people with him. And then he took Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering. He rose early and he went to the place which God had told him. So he began to go. Remember, God said, go and offer him on a mountain. I will show you. So that was the last instruction. So he wakes up early in the morning and then he goes. He's going with Isaac, a teenager. And then he had two men with him. And then the burnt, the wood for the burnt offering. And he keeps going. Listen, he keeps going. Where? God had not told him which mountain. And do you know, verse 4 tells us that he was going for 3 days. He kept going, waiting for fresh instruction, the next instruction. God just said, go, take Isaac. He wakes up early. What made him wake up early? I'm not sure I will wake up early. In fact, I will sleep and I will pray I don't wake up. If I was Abraham, I'm telling you the truth, that must have been a nightmare. No, it's not God that spoke to me. No. Can't be God. You know, the interesting thing here is, listen, I didn't see his wife. What's the name of the wife now? Sarah. I didn't see her in this picture. Because I can't imagine he woke up in the morning and, Sarah, darling, I'm going to kill this guy. God said, go kill him. Please, if you are Sarah. The women are laughing. The men are looking serious. If you were Sarah, what would you do? This is Sarah here. What would you do? You will call your husband all manner of names that the devil... You see, I've told you that thing you are drinking. I've told you. Did you stay out in the sun for too long? Listen. When God speaks to you, He usually speaks to you alone. Sir, if you are not ready to walk with God alone, then you are not ready to walk with God alone. Do you realize that we came into this world alone? And do you realize you will die alone? And even if you die with a company, when you get to the judgment throne, you will stand alone. Somebody, I'm hearing something. Are you saying we shouldn't tell our wives? Excuse me. If God gives you an instruction, please settle it with God first. And make sure you heard God. That's another thing. Anyway, let's go on. So I just threw that in because somebody might be struggling with something. I don't know, but I just had to throw that in. Right, just stay with God and settle it with God, okay? Because if you tell Sarah, she will squeeze your neck. In fact, she will just carry Isaac and make sure you don't see Isaac ever. That's when she will remember, well, I can go back to my father's house and return your bride price. You want to kill my son? My son. That's when the son becomes my son. Before it was our son. Who knows what I'm talking about? Get personal. What? He wakes up early in the morning. He takes Isaac. Takes two young men. Note that. And then in verse 7. Isaac said to the father. Remember, Isaac was a teenager. That's why I wanted these teenagers to be here today. Smart teenagers. My father. Yeah? Here am I, son. Okay, this is the fire. This is the wood. Where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Smart boy. Maybe the boy had an inkling in the morning. I don't know. But this Isaac is a typical life of surrender. Because a teenager is about to be offered, and then when they get to the place, dad is tying the teenager hand and foot. And listen, if you were... and your dad is tying you hand and foot, and you see knife, and you see wood, and you see fire, what will you do? No, Isaac at this time was around your age. What would you do, sir? He's laughing. You wouldn't laugh. It wouldn't be funny. What would you do? I will echo it from here. You don't know what you would do, but I have a feeling, I have an idea what you would do. You know, when we were doing sports, the way you were sliding and tackling and kicking, I'm sure we'll see a sample of that. He will give his father a sliding circle. Remember, Abraham at this time was an old man. This boy was young, stronger. But listen, he didn't struggle. That's symbolic of a life that is surrendered. He didn't struggle. Okay, but at this time, they were still having conversation. And the father said, God will provide a burnt offering. So they went together, and then they now came to the place. After 3 days, Abraham, the first thing he does, built an altar. Please note this, he laid the wood in order. In order. He laid the wood in order. He didn't just put some ramshackle you know, just do it anyhow, haphazardly. No. He took his time and built the altar properly according to order. So it wasn't mincing words. This is a symbol of worship. The Bible says, let everything be done decently and in order. God is seeking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, in order, in the way God wants to be worshipped. Please, the songs we sing, you know, and all that, please, we're not singing to you. Whether you like the song or you don't like it, it's not about you. You're not the one being worshipped. God is the object. Okay? All right. He laid the wood in order. He bound Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and he took the knife to slaughter the son. Excuse me. The son did not try to jump off from the altar. The son did not fight the father. The son was surrendered completely. Please, as we're hearing the scriptures, ask yourself, are you fully surrendered? Because if you are not fully surrendered, you are not ready to hear instructions. Instructions come to those who are fully surrendered and they have set their hearts to do the will of God and nothing but the will of God. The good, the perfect, and acceptable will of God. Now, look at what now happened. What was the last instruction about Isaac to Abraham? Kill him. Then verse 11, a fresh instruction comes. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. The knife was still there. Verse 12, do not lay your hand upon the lad, neither do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your only son from me. We see two things there. And let me just quickly start rounding up because we don't have time. And let me quickly round up. How do we receive fresh instructions from God? The last instruction, kill him. A fresh instruction, don't kill him. Between kill him and don't kill him, Abraham could have missed that fresh instruction. So what made Abraham be in a place where he could accurately, per time, per second, hear God? Listen, let me just share things as it came to me, and I give the Holy Spirit all the glory. Let me tell us some things to note and questions to ask ourselves if we are truly ready to receive fresh instructions from God. Number one, the satellite navigation system, right, is one of the greatest inventions of mankind that shows us how to be led by the Spirit. Why? The sat nav is in the sky, right there in the orbit, and from there is giving direction to us on the earth because it can see everywhere you're going, can see the map, and then it's telling you turn right, turn left, and it shows you even if there's an obstruction on the way, okay, just make a U-turn and go the other way. That's how a typical being led by the Spirit is like. But before the satellite navigation system or GPS or Google Map can lead you, what is the first thing you must do? Yes, set your destination. Who sets the destination? Please think about it. Who sets the destination? Is it the sat nav that sets it for you? Okay. Now, Being led by the Spirit is being led from above. The Holy Spirit came from above and descended upon Jesus in that Jordan River. And he was now led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. 40 days, 40 nights, he hungered. So being led from above. But listen, the Holy Spirit began to show me, I am the one who determines where and how far I want to go, not God. That may sound strange to some people. Because, listen, if you don't set your destination, then don't expect to be led. I've got something in my car. Some of us have it on. Just come up, put on your Google map, and start walking. You'll just be showing you map. Okay, you just tell you are in this street. It's not leading you anywhere because you did not set a destination. So the first question is, where is the destination of your heart set to? Ask yourself. You want to hear fresh instructions? You won't hear instruction until your destination is set. And you will not hear instruction until you move. You begin to obey. You can set the destination. Postcode, L76QH. And bam, set, start. And then it will show you. But it will not start leading you until you move. Two things. There's the God part. God is in heaven. God rules on the earth over the affairs of men. But then God needs your heart, my heart, to begin to channel us in the direction. But we choose where we want to go. That is why there's a way that seems right to man. And man can decide to go on that wrong way. And the end of that way is what? Destruction. But then Jesus comes, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. So if you set Jesus as your destination, he will lead you to the Father. So where's your heart? Where's the destination of my heart set unto? Question number two. And this is really where we need to check our hearts. Do you really want to do the will of God? Is my heart set to do the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3 qualifies it. You see, there's the good. Some of us are settling for the good. But then, is it acceptable? Not to man, but to God. Because there's a way that seems good. So some of us are settling for good, but it's not acceptable. Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, just like Isaac. Holy, acceptable unto the Lord. Get ready to be put on the altar. And get ready not to jump from the altar, because life can be hot. And you can deviate easily. I saw something here with Abraham. Do you realize when he got to that place where he was going to offer Isaac, the first thing he did was the people around him, he told them, wait. Some of us, we are receiving instructions quite all right, but we are being led by people. I was a captive of that for many years as a pastor, where all I'm doing is look at people's faces, and then I can't say some things because I don't want to offend somewhere. But we forget that this gospel we preach is offensive. It's offensive. We have a human will. And usually, we are at variance with God's will. We struggle. The flesh and the spirit, they're always worrying. So, am I ready to do the good? But not good. Please go on. Acceptable. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present us bodies a living sacrifice, holy, holy, whole, burnt, 100%, and acceptable unto the Lord. Don't conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to prove what is that? Good. Yeah, is the scriptures on the screen? What is that? Good. Acceptable And then perfect. So ask yourself, all right, this thing is good. Is it acceptable before God? Not to people. And then that way you will know the perfect will of God. Some of us want to know the perfect will of God. But start from, you see, pass it through that test. Okay, the brother I want to marry, is he good? Yes, good looking. Sister, is she good? Oh, she's beautiful. Why are you looking away? Okay, second, is she acceptable to God? Does she accept the God I serve? She loves God, but she doesn't just like fellowshipping with people. Just wants to, she likes building her own altar. They are too holy. They don't want people to corrupt them, so they don't fellowship with others. Come on, the Bible is clear. As the manner of some is, we should fellowship with one another, because the body of Christ is the church, is people. No. I can see that they love me, but they don't love people. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your... It didn't just say love your wife or your husband only. Your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? If you want to know who your neighbor is, Jesus gave the parable of the Samaritan. Somebody you should not even have anything to do with. That's your neighbor. Samaritans and Jews shouldn't mix. He got rid of the people. It was now him and God and the sacrifice. You want to hear fresh instructions? Please, is she hearing fresh instructions? Let me check that lady there. She's on her phone. Or she's downloading. Thank you very much for writing notes. I love it when people write notes. So, perfect. So, I want to know the perfect will of God. Start with good. Run it through that test. Oh, it's good, okay? Acceptable. And then you will know the perfect. Some of us, we just want to know the perfect will. Run it through that test. It's very easy. You want to know the perfect will of God for your life. Yeah. You got a good job. Is it acceptable? And then you'll know if it's perfect for you and your family. Before God. Okay. That's an aside. Question number 3. Because listen, it is where your heart is set to that will give you instruction. If your destination is to please people, guess the fresh instruction you'll be hearing. How to please people? You'll be hearing voices of people. Why did you do this? Like Saul. The people. Why did you go and offer a sacrifice and didn't wait for Prophet Samuel to come? The people were getting restless. People. Why did you not kill everything I told you to kill? The people. I saved it so that the people can sacrifice to the Lord your God. Listen, don't be led by people. I was in captivity of people for years. I went into depression, but God rescued me. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons or daughters of God. Not as many as are led by people. And please, let me put this strongly. He didn't say as many as are led by prophets. I've had people tell me, you know, whatever my prophet says, there's a prophet assigned to my life. Whatever my prophet. As many as are led by prophets, Spirit of God, because prophets can miss it. Listen, there were some prophets in the Bible. They were prophets. But the Bible qualified them. Lying prophets. A lying spirit entered into prophets who spoke for God in the past. Old prophet, young prophet, remember that story. Please, get to know God for yourself at your own level. Please, we all have levels. Please, don't be ashamed of whatever level you are. If you are a babe, you are a babe. God will talk to you as a baby. You have two babies in your house, sir. You communicate to them differently. How old is the eldest? 2+. Do you communicate with the 2+ the way you communicate with the... with how many plus? He has forgotten the plus. Let's ask the wife. Almost 1+. Okay, -1. 1 minus 1 week. Wow. So it's going to be 1 in a week. And happy birthday to... where's Lindsay? Today's Lindsay's birthday. Wow, happy birthday. God has a good and perfect present for you. Yeah, today's your birthday. I've got a t-shirt for you. Yeah. All right. Do you talk to the two of them the same way? Why? Because of their levels. But you still communicate. I don't know what problem we have. If you're a babe, you're a babe. God will speak to you at your level. Don't try to be what you are not. Why can't I be like Prophet Dr. Patrick? He sees God face to face. He just finished eating dinner with God. Excuse me, stop deceiving yourself. Stay at your level and grow from your level. Okay? Because wherever your heart is set, or whatever your heart is set upon, is what will give you instruction. He put the people behind him, Abraham. You could see that people were not in the equation. And listen, something was clear. Number 3 question you should ask yourself if you want to receive fresh instructions. Where am I looking? What am I hearing? Listen, you can set your destination. You can be ready to do the will of God. But then, have you not been driving before your destination is L75, whatever? And then you are driving and then you get distracted. You pick up your mobile phone or you're just driving. Who's that handsome brother? Sat-nav is still leading you. But then, you're meant to turn left. Your destination is set, but you don't listen. So you miss, and you don't get fresh instructions. So, where are you looking at? We see this in Abraham. Do you know one thing clear about Abraham? You see, time will fail us. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible tells us that Abraham had one destination. Abraham was ready to do the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Because when he was asked, and he told those people, wait here, say, I and Isaac, this lad, we are going yonder to worship. Worship. The Bible says God is seeking for those who worship him in spirit, in truth. And he said, and then we will come back to you. As he had a mind of worship, and please, what is the object of your worship? It was God. How do I know? Hebrews said it. When God called him, go. The Bible said he was looking for God, a city that had foundations, whose what? Builder and maker, God. His destination was God. 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 So much that he knew God so much that if God, you see, what you keep your heart on, steady on, like the sat-nav, you will keep receiving fresh instruction from. The Bible tells us, listen, Acts chapter 3, I want to close with this. This is the key. Acts chapter 3, we're going to pray. Acts and chapter 3, look at this scripture from verse 19 to 20. how to receive fresh instructions from God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Number one, repent. Repent, therefore. Number two, be converted. Do you know you can repent and not be converted? Have you not done things before? You're sorry, and you don't want to think that way again. But then you find that you slip back into it. It happens to me, even to the strongest of us. You are not yet converted. Yesterday we were driving with the family and there was a car in front of us. The car had no roof, had nothing. And all of a sudden, right before our eyes, something just came up from the side. Something rose from the back. And then they came together. And the car that had no roof and nothing became a convertible. You know what a convertible is? It's converted from no roof to full roof. That's what it means to be converted. That people look at you and say, you are not the same. Oh, God sees my heart. Yeah, God sees your heart. But can people don't see it. But they see when you have changed, when you are converted. I remember when I got saved. My mother said, I was driving her one day. He said, what? This is you driving? I said, yes. He said, you are born again. Do you know why? Because anytime I drove, they used to report me at home. I would go, I was always speeding. But when I got saved, I learned that the race is not to the swift. I became gentle. And started reflecting in my character and in my action. Please don't tell me you are born again, but we can't see it. You are not different. It's got to reflect. You've got to be converted. What's the next? Please bring that scripture. Repent, be converted, and let your sins be blotted out. So that what? Times of. But then we will miss it if we don't see the next thing. Where do we come? From the presence of the Lord. If I want fresh instructions, I must always be in God's presence. Right heart, ready to do the good, acceptable, perfect. Telling myself I must not be distracted by people. Listen, there are different things that lead us. People, do you know you can lead yourself? The devil also can lead you. Circumstances can lead you. Past experiences. Some of us are led by past experience. No, I'm not going there. Meanwhile, God wants you to go there because of what happened in the past. You have been led by the past. Present circumstances can lead us. But let me close with this. When God was going to give instruction to Abraham, God said, now I see something. What did he see? His heart. If God looks at your heart and my heart today, what does he see? And then the Bible said, Abraham, he looked up. Please stop looking down. Stop looking around. Start looking up. Stop looking behind. If you want fresh instructions, look at that sat nav. It's always there. He says, I will never leave nor forsake you. But please, people, let's start from the place of repentance, conversion, and asking for forgiveness. Please, let's rise to our feet. You want a fresh start with God. I want a fresh start. I don't know what the Spirit of God has spoken to you today. I want a fresh start. The whole of the message may not be for you, but there's something specific. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Please talk to him. You want to give your heart and you realize you are not a burnt offering. It's not total. You are still withholding. Yeah, that song that says withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Yes, Lord. I surrender all.